Well, he's an exceptional young player. He's someone that we've always admired as a management team. He's always been a real pain in the side, yeah, but more so than in the FA Cup this year, where the boy bagged himself a hat-trick. But he's never been fortunate to play in a team that that dominate possession or dominate the ball. And, but a lot of people have looked at him. A lot of people, you know, last season were bidding for him. Us as a management team were one of them, a six-figure fee. And won it, and we're very, very fortunate that we've been able to convince the lad to come to the New York, considering the options he had with some extremely professional and good League One clubs.
What potential do you believe he has? You've got him on a 2-year contract, haven't you?
Yes, we have, and a further option beyond that as well. I think he's. Listen, I don't want to build players up that that then their supporters feel perhaps they're expecting something that's really, really special, but. I had an excellent feeling about Arneson when I signed him last year. I made my feelings known about that and the likes of Frecklington. And this boy Hilton can play. And it's based on my knowledge of the game, based on what we believe. And, you know, we had him watched a number of times last season. And every time the reports come back, we're glowing. So we're delighted to have Danny on board.
How much of a selling point for you from him was his versatility? Because he can play in a couple of different positions, can't he?
He can play in a number of positions, but I've been marked a striker's role for Danny. You know, he's very comfortable on the right, he's very comfortable on the left, but when we've seen Danny really at his best, he's been a striker, and he's caused, you know, mayhem in defences. You only have to go and speak to the likes of the manager at Middlesbrough, to Tony Mowbray, and see what the threat Danny was when Aldershot were very unlucky to lose an injury time up there in the FA Cup this season. So he'll be a real thorn in people's sides, and in League One, and we all look forward to seeing him on Wednesday.
So, Milsom has also been brought in, Robert Milsom. You've got him for 6 months. How does he fit into the picture then?
Well, we also have the option within that 6 months to extend it. So that further option is based on us, seeing that the lads in the team, one of the things that when I sat down with young Rob was that he was so keen to play, and he looked at the Miller squad, and he looked at the quality we had in the squad and the quality of player we were trying to attract. And the only question we had hanging over us versus him signing a longer, more lucrative deal at other League One clubs was the fact that was he going to play? So, you know, that's the reason why we've probably gone shorter with him, because for his career he has to play. And from our point of view, we want to bring players in that that are going to get in the team and force themselves in. And he's another one with a great pedigree. He's been, you know, the assistant manager of England has gave him a glowing reference in terms of ability. The manager, ex-manager of Scotland and an ex-boss of mine, Craig Brown, up at Aberdeen, was absolutely glowing about him. And, of course, we watched him four or five occasions towards the end of the season, and he was simply Aberdeen's best player. And if Carly Arneson comes from Aberdeen and does what he does, and he was glowing also about Milson, then we're looking forward to seeing a top player.
How come it's taken a while to get these two signed off then? It seems to have, if I say, dragged on for maybe a week or so.
Well, I think the one thing you know about Rotherham United and Tony Stewart and Paul Douglas, our chief executive, is until every I is dotted and every T is crossed, Andy, then it could never possibly be announced that we've got these guys. It's put in holidays for the lads, put in medicals, put in for consultants, being on holiday when we're waiting for feedback on the scans that every one of our signings has. And there's been a combination of things, but thankfully we got the word this morning from from Paul Douglas, our chief operating officer, that we were good to go. The lads made the last little initial on the forms, and the Rotherham United players, and you know they're good players, and they're good additions to the squad. And once again, our players will see that when they turn up in pre-season.
You've obviously been able to make several additions up to date. How many more are you looking for?
Well, I think in an ideal world, we're probably one or two away from where we would like to be. And thanks to the chairman. The chairman's been absolutely outstanding in all of this, may I add. But, you know, we're trying our best, but we're not going to overpay for a player. We're not going to overpay in personal terms for a player. We're doing it within a structure. We're doing it in a very professional manner. But, you know, I have been in talks with a couple of more players, and those talks will continue next 24, 48 hours. And, you know, we'll see where they go, but we've gone about our business, in a real private and confidential way in the summer, and that'll continue with the next couple of lads that might join us.
So could that be done in the next 24, 48 hours? Are you confident on those?
Well, it's probably unlikely in the next 24 hours, because I'm now speaking to you from the Far East.
Oh, right.
So it's
that's a plane ride.
Yes, a plane ride away, yeah. But no, I'll get back in the country and I'll catch up with the... Well, still speaking to the chairman every day, of course, when I've been here, but I'll catch up with the chairman again. We'll catch up with the lads. I'll go and have my cup of coffee with them and we'll see what it brings. But we're hopeful rather than saying anything else. We're hopeful. We were only hopeful with Danny Hilton and Rob Mills until 3-4 days ago because of significant interest from elsewhere. So we're hopeful on these lads, but good players always have options and we should never forget that as managers.
As far as it's always a movable feast, should you get these one or two players in, would you be happy then to leave it as far as transfers go? Because you've already started to put quite a few nuts and bolts in place for next season.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we could go tomorrow, Andy, with the squad we've got. There is, you know, we've still got the three lads, of course, that, you know, in line of Ainsworth, Ian Sharps and Cody Odejay, who, you know, will be looking for new pastures or new homes. But the squad that we've got, if it turned up on Wednesday and we'll be ready to go, then we would be confident that we can go and embrace ourselves in League One. And we all know, everyone knows, from every player to every member of staff, to the board, to the chairman and the supporters, how tough it's going to be next season. But we'll be ready as we were in League Two.
Have you had any interest in the three players you've just mentioned then?
Yeah, there's been interest in all three of them. And all three of them have no doubt had their agents, representatives or themselves indeed talking to clubs. In fact, I know two of those lads are talking to clubs tomorrow. So we'll see where that goes. You know, we're going to be treated quite professionally and with a lot of dignity. And, you know, we don't forget that each of those lads has played a part in playing Northern United in League One in the season ahead. So from that point of view, you know, we'll let those lads decide where the future lies. That's entirely their business.